All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Comics Corner. Before we start the 6-issue deal, I have to read the Queens of Halloween Ashcan, which actually comes right before it. So let's get ready, because things are going to get very interesting. Yes, that's Witchblade. And yeah, that looks like Vampirella, doesn't it? Oh, there's Lady Death. This is going to get real interesting. Michael Turner, D-Tron, and J.D. Smith. Remember Michael Turner? Yep. It's all starting to connect, right? All the Fathom and the Vampirella and the Lady Death. It's all kind of that same universe I've been covering, right? And Hughes, 96. Okay, I do not know who the fuck I am reading. Oh, I do know who I'm reading. Greetings, dear reader. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm called Grimm the Reaper, and since order came to the universe, I've played a crucial role among my myriad responsibilities. I'm an observer and a chronicler. Well, that's kind of what I consider myself. That is why I come to you this evening, to tell you a tale that's awesome and to contemplate. And we'll try that one again. To tell you a tale that's awesome to contemplate and dreadful to behold. And of course there's roar and there's hee hee. Ha ha ha. Are you tired of the same old story? Do you crave the unpredictable? Is fear your friend? Do you desire the dark? If your answer is yes, then come with me on a journey to where darkness dwells. Chaos Comics, of course. Okay. Now. Ooh. Let me see. How did I do that? Was it Z? There we are. Chaos is an ever-expanding cosmos where each character's story, although standing on its own, reveals clues to the unfolding grand scheme. There's one character who may be considered the very epicenter of the worlds of chaos, Lady Death. It's not Evil Ernie like you think. So, that includes Lady Death. Oh, Lord. Once she was Hope, the daughter of Matthias and Marion. Due to her father's treachery, she renounced her humanity, condemned to hell, she became its master by vanquishing the father of all lies, Lucifer. But Lady Death's tale hardly ends there, dear reader. An odyssey revealed her destiny to decide the outcome of the judgment era. On whose side will she fight? No one knows. Perhaps her new story, The Crucible, which is what we are about to go into, will provide the clues. One thing is sure, The Crucible reveals aspects of Lady Death's heritage that no one suspected. Ooh, curious. You've been warned. How about the ever-ambitious Evil Ernie? The undead teenage psychotic was brought to life by scientific machinations and supernatural tampering. His resurrection had a horrific side effect. He reanimates and controls the dead. Thanks to Lady Death and the abuse heaped upon him by his parents, Evil has a mission of Mega Death, the complete destruction of all life on Earth. In the upcoming quest for nukes, oh, that sounds good, Evil intends to unleash a nuclear apocalypse on America, but many powerful opponents, human and unearthly, stand in his way. Chastity, the vampire assassin, returns as well. Purgatory is a former Egyptian slave turned vampire demoness. Not long ago, she fell from grace and was forced to feed on mortal blood. Well aware of the coming judgment era, a signal of Armageddon perhaps, she will play a critical role in it, but first she must regain her much vaunted abilities. Her only hope lies in her painful past. Her future? It's linked with a Celtic vampire, or Wrath, the treacherous invisible city of vampires in the Nexus, a gateway to infinity. What of Chastity? I don't know, but I had a request for her. Here's a hint. Set in late 1976, Chastity Theater of Pain follows the misadventures of a poor, barely educated teenager from Toledo, Ohio, who dreams of attending the Royal Shakespeare Academy in England. Instead, she is swept up into the burgeoning punk rock scene. Cool. Becomes a vampire with very unique abilities and subsequently lives a double life as a globe-hopping assassin for a cabal of mega-rich, jet-setting vampires and werewolves. Cremator! is the ex-blacksmith to the Archdukes of Hell and one of Lady Death's most trusted allies. He was a sculptor during medieval times, but condemned to hell by Matthias, he fell under the tyranny of the demon lord Seer. Learning that sculpting was his life, Seer denied him the use of his hands by making them forever burn. But Cremator crossed him and learned to use his fiery fists as weapons. Recently, Cremator has left the hell city of Dis behind and wanders the endless Blacklands in search of his destiny. So there's the characters. We're setting it all up. And now, dear reader, as you gaze into the altar, behold the chaos to come. Suspiria, which we will be reading. Yes, Suspiria's fucking connected. I'm surprised as you are. Her actual name is Felicia Chavez, and she is a witch, eternally bound to the demon Glasbalaz, master of dark arts and sciences, set in the American Southwest and drawing upon the rich mythology of Mexico. Suspiria, the Great Warking, is a story of a woman chosen by the light, fighting to overcome the darkness within her. If she fails, she falls prey to Epitaph, Lady Death's first chosen herald of Megadeth. Meet the Omen. Well, you've heard of the X-Men. Here's the Omen. They're a ragtag group of juvenile delinquents, kind of like the X-Men, gangbangers, outpatients, and loners who happen to possess frightening supernatural abilities that make them more than mortal. Kind of like the X-Men. As America experiences a drastic rise in supernatural activity, the prejudice against them mounts. Can the Omen put aside their vast differences and stick together, or will this multicultural pressure cooker explode? Worse still, will they succumb to the nefarious and seductive coven? I don't know, because that's literally not even on my list. I did say unpredictable, did I not? Before I leave, dear reader, remember, there are worlds undreamt of by the minds of man. These spheres are awesome to contemplate and dreadful to behold. They are beyond the farthest reaches of human wisdom, where the concepts of time, space, energy, knowledge, and even life have new meaning. They are the places where darkness dwells, the realms known as the worlds of chaos. Later, he unearthed the ancient totem of chaos and unleashed great evil, branded by ancient talisman within and linked with the Infinity Gateway, the Nexus. He is sentenced to wander time and destroy the great evil he unleashed. Oh, whoops. Completely forgot. Yeah, we got Bedlam. We know about Bedlam. Is an enigma. Signs of his presence can be found throughout recorded history. However, he was born in 76 on the Hopi Indian Reservation. We do know him. And, of course, it says Chaos Comics, available at cool comic book specialty shops everywhere. Ask for them. Okay, that was just an introduction, kind of a primer to the Chaos universe here. Which, sadly, has been split between Polito and Dynamite. Which, no harm towards Dynamite. I like Dynamite. I know they're still pumping out comics somehow, some way, and I gotta respect them for that. Remember, comics are only 9% of what is sold in the West. Like, that's crazy, right? Lovely. Everything's in place for a cool Halloween night. After the party, we're going to go out and people watch. It's one of my favorite things to do. Sort of a tradition. Seeing what people are wearing, how they act when they're in costume and no one can see their face. It's amazing what people do once their appearance is concealed. Probably one of the reasons it's become almost customary to commit crime and mayhem against the innocent. You know, it was Halloween that first made me want to become a cop. I haven't told this to many people, but since you're here. It was over 8 years ago. I was hanging out with my friends. Well, where should we celebrate now? There was this couple we saw. They were gorgeous. I think that's a kiss. A giggle. Sorry, that's a giggle. Oh, baby, I don't care where we go. I just want to be with you. I watched them come out of this racy theater, heedless as the kids on the street heckled them. Even my friends had a go at it. Wonder if that guy's wife knows what he's up to. From outside, they looked like the typical illicit duo. Married businessman, he had a ring on. Arm in arm with a beautiful woman who didn't seem like his wife. I left my friends to go home and study, but... Oh, cool. All of them. All of them. Lady Death, Vampirella, and I have had some requests for Witchblade. If you want to see Witchblade comics, please go into the comments section, and I will freaking get those eventually. I will. But then we've got Fathom and all this others. Look, we're trying. We're trying to get all the lovely ladies of comics covered here, but it's not easy. You know, there's a lot of other things I do, too. But I do love comics, especially the lovely ladies of comics. And we'll cover them. No! Blam! I heard the shot, and what I saw changed my life forever. I ran to the alley and witnessed them, the couple, being assaulted. It happened so fast, but I remember every word that was said. Okay, guy, give me your wallet and leave, or you're going to be lying with her. Oh, Natalie, my poor beautiful wife, it's okay. I promise I'll call work in the morning and tell them. She's dead, you idiot! Our anniversary party ran a little late. Anniversary? Damn, Jack, you said it was just a hooker and her stupid client. You killed this guy's wife, man, on their anniversary. You know the rules. And then it hit me. The idea that in a criminal's mind, some people are more worth of offing than others. And the fact that I, too, had judged them purely on appearance made me sick. Hey, man, I said get your butt out of here. I won't leave without her. She's dead, man, and so are you. All life is precious. Doesn't matter who you are. I couldn't believe what I'd seen. And I knew then that I would do everything in my power to prevent anything like that from happening ever again. Well, the cops got the guys, and I testified as a witness. The shooter's still doing heavy time for double homicide, as he should. I'm part of the solution, and it's every year around this time that I get reminded of that incident. Sort of like my own little new year to get my butt in gear and renew my goal to get scum off the streets. Bzzz. Ah, time to get the party rolling. Jake said he's going to come dressed as an Ian Nottingham, but that's another story. Be safe, have a blast, and happy Halloween. She had died. The void embraced her. Blackness. Is this it, she thought, for all eternity? And then she awoke. Ugh. Hello, Vampirella. That voice, it can't be. Adam, I thought you died.
I did.
Where am I?
Take a look. You're home.
Wow, look at that. It's Mars.
Draculon. I mean, it looked like Mars, but yeah.
This is Draculon.
And this is hell. One and the same. Draculon, the world you knew, is an area of hell, and your mother Lilith is its ruler.
Is this all canon? The Draculon of my memory was not like this. Where is the mighty river of blood that gave the land its life? Everything is so dry, so old and broken.
The land is dying, Vampirella.
Draculon dying? I don't understand. And why are you here, Adam, and Draculon in hell?
I can explain, though I'm fearful of doing so. It may change how you see me. It may change how you feel.
My feelings for you could never change.
All right. Then let's take a moment to... Oh, no!
Harris Comics proudly presents the first ever fully painted Vampirella miniseries. Presented by Joe Jusco. Written by James Robinson. I truly believe this Vampirella miniseries to be my most inspired work to date. The sheer joy I'm experiencing from painting this story surpasses anything I've done in my career. And he's painting this stuff. Wow. Awesome, guys, right? Okay, so that's literally... No, we've got a little bit more. I'm thrilled to be working on such a noteworthy project featuring Harris Comics' premier character. Remember, it was Harris Comics before Dynamite. I'm doubly thrilled to be working with Joe Jusco on his biggest and most prestigious foray into painted comics. Remember, we used to do that. We used to paint comics. It was pretty cool. Two-part series. And it was all painted. You see, go back. Let me show you this again. See how awesome that looks? Painted. You know, if you ever seen somebody do a painting, that's hard fucking work. Amazing work. Look, that's all paintings. That's incredible, guys. You could put that shit on your wall, and it's like a masterpiece. Like, Guys, oh, Mona Lisa. No, I want Vampirella painted. That's awesome, right? Cool shit. Put it on my wall. All right. So we're done with the little ash can. It's pretty cool to see all these characters. Now let's see if some of them actually appear in, you know, the Crucible, because we're heading right into that. I'll be back.